This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, May 18th. Well, the stock market's having a huge relief rally on the hope that we're going to have a vaccine for the coronavirus. There was a Cambridge company had a very successful trial. They're now going to expand the trials. You may remember on Friday, there was a San Diego company thought they had a good trial, and the market rallied on that news. AstraZeneca is working very hard on a vaccine. So, you know, there's hope, folks. The other thing is Gilead, of course, has a successful treatment if you get the coronavirus. It's interesting. I'm in Reno, Nevada now, and I talked to one of my ex-employees who got it. And he's 50-plus, a little overweight. And he had a hard time breathing, but he didn't have to go to the hospital. Out here in Reno, Nevada, we had a lot of our deaths are related to a nursing home. Same thing with Washington State, same thing with New York, New Jersey. So, you know, the average person that's dying is over 80. So a lot of people are getting out and about, and hopefully the economy will function. It's interesting because I'm out west now. There's a lot of anxiety in California because Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, wants to cut workers' salaries 10%. So everybody's growing very impatient with the restrictions, the shutdowns, you know, in California, you can't lay on the beach, but you can go in the water. In New York, you can't go in the water. Mayor de Blasio says he'll pull you out. It's very confusing, all the rules. So this is getting to be a little silly. Meantime, there's protests around the world. Germany had all these protests break out that they want to get back to work. And Germans are very disciplined people, so that's shocking to them that there was a spontaneous protest. So, you know, let's just see how fast we get going. Now, on Friday, the Fed pointed out that of the households that earned less than $40,000 a year, 40% of them had a job loss. So that's devastating. So the people that got hurt the most during the shutdown are the people that, you know, really live paycheck to paycheck and really need the money. So there's just a lot of pressure to reopen. And, you know, obviously some restaurants won't reopen with 25% occupancy because they won't make money. There's just going to be a lot of pressure to get back to normal sooner than later. In the meantime, as far as the stock market's concerned, we're at the tail of earnings season. We got some other stocks we're going to announce, like NVIDIA here shortly. But by and large, we're done with earnings season, and it was stunning. I did my large cap research this weekend. I have 34 large cap stocks, and we beat the market by the biggest margin since 2009. So that's very encouraging that earnings are working. I think if you have new money to add to the market, you might want to add it in mid-June before we have our quarter-end window dressing, before we have that 90-day ETF realignment where they add to our stocks typically. We're overbought at this moment. So don't be surprised if tomorrow the market has to back and fill a little. The key thing to watch is volume. We have pretty good volume today on the upside. That's very encouraging. I want to make sure on any down days there's light volume. There is a lot of short covering. You know, you got airlines, travel stocks rallying quite a bit today. And we'll see how fast we get back to normal. Now, I flew recently. I can tell you there's more traffic at the airports than there was 5 weeks ago. So, you know, but it's still, you know, everybody's wearing a mask. Not every flight is as full as they used to be. So interesting times we're in. All I can tell you is our stuff is working. I had a phenomenal earnings announcement season. I'm going to have a great second quarter announcement season, even though the market isn't. And obviously, you know, President Trump is our cheerleader in chief, and he wants a very strong recovery in the third quarter because he's running for office. And, you know, the House has a new stimulus package. It's dead on arrival because it's full of stuff for cannabis and state aid and, you know, mail-in voting and things that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. So, the spirit of the American people are really helping, and we're going to have consumer confidence come out shortly, and Last month, even though consumer confidence dropped, what they call the future expectations component was rising. So people want to get back to normal. So let's just hope that happens. And we have as close to a V-shaped recovery as we can get. I don't think we'll have a V, but some states might have a V. So enjoy the rebound here. Don't be surprised if we have to consolidate here a bit. The other amazing thing is oil's gone from $12 to $32 a barrel. There's still a glut of oil. You may know I own a lot of tanker companies. The day rates will remain very, very high. But, you know, China's oil demand is back to normal. So they're hoping we get back to normal soon. You know, it's just time to be optimistic here, folks. So enjoy the rebound. Don't be surprised if we have to consolidate a bit. There's a lot of froth, a lot of short covering in this rally. But the creme de la creme, the quality stuff that we own, will be fine. And I'll guide you appropriately. That's about it. One last thing, the 10-year Treasury hit to 0.7% today. So rates went up just a tad. That's nothing to worry about. It's nothing to worry about. The Fed's going to keep rates in a nice area that really supports the stock market. And, of course, the other reason we rallied is Jerome Powell was on 60 Minutes over the weekend and said all the right things. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. So I just want to give you the good news for a change. Take care, everybody.